Well, Lisa, we'll start with the fair because, of course, we shared the booth with you yesterday, and your son was there, and I'm pretty sure he sold 50 subscriptions to the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram. My man was putting in some work yesterday.
My son, Drew, loves to work for the Chronicle-Telegram, maybe because his mother has brainwashed him into knowing that that is our bread and butter in our household, so he makes sure that he pushes that newspaper every chance he can.
He did it pretty well yesterday. I tell you what, he was all over it yesterday. Well, the fair, obviously a hot topic right now. I want to talk about the fair first and foremost. You had a chance at the fair yesterday to kind of walk around, see some of the sights. What really stood out to you yesterday at the fair? Because it always seems like every corner you turn, there's something cool to see.
I love the fair. I think Lorain County has one of the best county fairs in Ohio, and I spend a majority of my Monday, the first Monday of the fair there, and I spend time walking around the fair, and I talk to people. I learn a little bit about milk production. You don't think about where your milk comes from when you grab that gallon out of Giant Eagle. And so I'm watching them milk cows, and then you see someone, and they're selling their animals, and they're like, oh, this would be ham for Sunday dinner. And I was like... It's like, you know, you're right. That's exactly what this pig is intended to, you know, be for. And so I love that. And I see all the projects and people have their quotes and their photography and all of their artwork. And you just see all of the hard work that people put into their hobbies here in Lorain County. So I love it.
Yeah, it's very cool stuff. And you wrote a nice little piece this morning about the Junior Fair King and Queen. Well, what do we learn about Bailey Wise and Michael Anadel?
I thought Bailey Wise was absolutely just a humble queen. She cried during her speech, and then I learned a little bit about her. I learned she loved community service. She's completed about 366 hours of community service in the last 4 years. Yes. So, you know, she definitely has a heart of service. She's going to be attending the Ohio State University's Worcester campus, where she's going to be studying agricultural education. The King, Michael Anadel, he already attends there where he's going to learn all about beef production. So, and he said he hopes to return to Lorain County and possibly be on the senior fair board and, you know, continue his passion for beef production.
Hey, Craig Adams actually caught up with Bailey Wise after she won it. And the word humble, I mean, it absolutely fits Bailey. She made the comment she didn't deserve it. And I thought after hearing about all the things she did, I thought, oh, you absolutely deserve it. But I thought it was neat how she added that touch to it. Look, everybody up here
Everyone
on the stage
deserves
certainly deserves it.
So. Exactly what she said.
Yeah, and then Mike, kind of here, cool to hear. What are some of the things that they do? Do you know, as the fair king and fair queen, they just have that presence throughout the fair this week?
Throughout the fair, and you see them in a number of different events. You know, each time there's an event going on, the Junior Fair Board puts on the king and queen kind of host that event. And I believe that on Saturday when they do the big market sale, that the king and queen kind of are very instrumental in that process of selling those grand champions.
Yeah. You talk about the Junior Fair Board, too. Those guys are everywhere. They're helping. And people park, they're out there running vending stands and everything. So I think that's one of the unique things of it. You just see everything that goes into it, how hard people work, whether they're raising the livestock or just working at the fair.
Yeah, and if you ask a Junior Fair Board member, like, when does the next fair start for you, they tell you the very next
fair. Yeah, right.
The fair's over, they start right back on the next year's fair.
Yeah, no rest whatsoever.
No.
Get back after it again. Again, we're talking with Lisa Roberson of the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram. It's brought to you by 9-Round Kickbox Fitness. Well, you published a piece over the weekend about the South Elyria Library Branch opening up a brand new location. It's now at the Asbury United Methodist Church. And putting that story together, what kind of makes that location and that building unique?
Okay. Well, as you know, Elyria Schools will be building a new elementary school on the site where the former library was at Hamilton School. That building's going to be demolished by the end of the year, so that meant everyone who was in the building has to come out. The library had to find a new location. Asbury was perfect because it's at 16th and Middle Avenue, which is still in the neighborhood. It's probably 3 or 4 blocks from their previous location, but people can still walk there. They can bike there. People who live in the neighborhood on the south side of Elyria can get there, so that was really important for them.
And I thought it was pretty cool, too, for those that didn't get a chance to read the article, but you were able to talk to a couple kids also. I thought their reactions were kind of cool.
I know there was the grand opening featured a lot of kids. I don't know if they got the mailings in the mail themselves, but they were there and they were waiting for the library to open, and they wanted to get on the computers and they wanted to check out the books and they wanted to be there. And so I think the library is very much a community space for the kids in the neighborhood. And so they get to come there and they say they go there every day. They can get on the computers, play a few games. You know, there was this one little boy who's playing a game that was similar to Minecraft, and there was another little boy who was kind of looking at a YouTube video. So they kind of like the space. It's a safe space for them.
Very cool stuff. Well, we'll stay on the south side of Elyria. You wrote an article last week about South Side Pride. Now, that used to be known as the Yes Zone, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what's the latest on this community collaborative? I know that there's a couple different layers here, too, but what's the latest with this?
The community collaboratives are a project of the United Way of Greater Lorain County. Several years ago, they kind of changed their funding mechanism, and they went to this funding stream called Collective Impact, which basically they want all of the organizations to kind of team together, come up with like an overall goal they want to reach, and then the United Way will fund them through that goal. And so on the south side of Elyria, they had the Yes Zone, and it kind of went through a few different partners. It started off at the Boys and Girls Club, and then it went to the Urban League of Lorain County, and now it's with the Horizon Education Center. And so they are going to be the lead agent now in this group, and they are going to kind of focus on getting the kids, I would say, those soft skills that kids need to have successful, kind of like avoiding problems and making good choices and avoiding peer pressure, things like that. Like those kind of skills that you don't pick up in school, and you know, they kind of want to make sure that those kids learn those skills.
Very cool stuff. Well, we've got a couple minutes left here. I was thinking about saving this for next week, but because school is right around the corner, well, ask you this now. I mean, new schools, new athletic complex, and the plans for Elyria. I guess the actual plans, the renderings were presented last week. Any ideas to what kind of timetable we're looking at as far as the construction process of this goes?
For the athletic complex, they're probably going to be shovels in the ground by maybe November, and then we'll have sports there by 19. But it's going to be a beautiful facility. That's the one thing I got from the renderings, is that they took a lot of time and a lot of energy have went into making this a place that people can be really proud of. There's a wonderful walkways and entryways that people can kind of, you know, have moments to put their marks on, whether or not, you know, names on bricks kind of thing. And so everyone can kind of contribute to this project. And so I think it's going to be a really great project. And the way it's set up, you know, once it's complete, the softball fields and the soccer fields, everyone's going to have a home there, and everyone is going to kind of stand out on their own. You know, the football stadium will, of course, you know, be the gym in that ground, but everyone's going to have a place there in a stadium, in an athletic complex.
And if you haven't had the chance to see those renderings, those are pretty cool. And you're right. I think it's interesting, too. You're right. Every team will certainly have their own space, their own individual space to operate. But it is cool how that complex will certainly bring everybody together, because everyone's well within striking distance over there, too. And I think that's also very important also. I think it really does a nice job of really bringing the student body for all different programs together.
I think so, too. And I don't think people realize how well used the facilities are in Elyria schools. You know, you have kids who are at Elyria High School all year long in the gym, in the auditorium, in the facilities. And so I think this athletic complex will just be an extension of that. You know, when people are not playing football, you know, they will have opportunities where the community can kind of use the facility, use the track themselves to kind of like keep the space open for the community. So that's going to be really awesome.
Very cool stuff. Well, I'm sure we're not done talking about that.
We will not be done talking about that.
Not for a while. Well, Lisa, we appreciate the time as always.